This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 17th. I'm Paul Plack. Hawker Beechcraft and Lockheed Martin have teamed up to compete for the opportunity to provide a light attack and armed reconnaissance aircraft to the U.S. Air Force. The service is expected to launch an acquisition program in fiscal 2010. Pilots at cargo carrier Amerijet went on strike August 27th after 5 years of failed contract talks. They now have a new deal, and it includes lavatories on the company's planes for those long hauls to South America. The House version of FAA reauthorization requires the FAA to inspect foreign repair stations working on U.S. planes. That violates a bilateral agreement negotiated earlier between the FAA and the Europeans, and they're not amused. B-Lite Aircraft has announced a new version of its airplane that weighs in at 242 pounds empty. That allows for owner modifications without breaking the Part 103 weight limit. The plane costs only $30,000 assembled. Elgin Air Force Base in Florida will train all the world's F-35 pilots, and lots of computers will be involved. NBAA has a new electronic tool to help you file the passenger manifests required by Customs and Border Patrol before crossing the U.S. border. It'll cost $25 a flight. Congress proclaimed its love for the aerospace industry yesterday with an official proclamation following months of trying hard to run it into the ground. Bombardier has broken ground on a new 860,000-square-foot facility in Mirabel, Quebec, where the C-Series airliner will be built. And NASA has a novel new film about Jupiter that's showing in 38 cities, projected on a 6-foot ball suspended in the center of the theaters. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, you'll hear from two interesting people we saw at Oshkosh. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.